Maine is one of more than 40 states with a monitoring program in place, but all are different. And like Maine, many of them are confronting a surge in overdose deaths. At a recent meeting of her counterparts from around the country, Maine Attorney General Janet Mills says a major topic was how to improve those state programs and how to coordinate information on the use of scheduled drugs like OxyContin and other opioids.
I think 176 lives lost last year alone is a significant problem in this state. 34 of those people were heroin users, but they were also sometimes mixing the heroin with prescription drugs.
Mills says confronting this problem will require action not only by the state and federal governments, but by the entire medical community, from prescribers to pharmacists.
Two of the major concerns remain, number one, interstate operability. In other words, sharing information, for instance, between Maine and New Hampshire, Maine and Florida, wherever people are coming in and out of states. And secondly, real-time data access.
Guy Cousins, director of the Office of Substance Abuse Services, says Maine is doing better than many states. Prescription data used to be loaded every month. Then it was loaded every 2 weeks, then weekly. And by the end of this year, Cousins says it will be entered on a daily basis.
The ideal would be live, but that would be, there'll be some costs that'll be involved in that. The 24-hour data upload will be quite manageable for us.
Gordon Smith of the Maine Medical Association agrees that Maine's making progress, but he says the focus needs to be on drug treatment as well as drug diversion. Smith points out that in addition to drug deaths, there were 900 drug-affected babies born in Maine last year. That's 900 babies born to mothers with a serious drug problem. He says sharing data would help identify them and get them the help they need.
This is a community problem. This isn't a problem of just the doctors or just one group or another. It's everybody has to be involved in this. And if certainly if you're in healthcare and you're dealing with the drugs themselves, you gotta step up to the plate.
Maine is currently involved in a pilot project to share prescription data with Alabama. But some states, including New Hampshire, haven't yet implemented prescription monitoring programs. And Smith says that makes data sharing difficult.
You know, in truth, probably if the Congress wasn't so dysfunctional, they should pass a law having a federal nationwide prescription monitoring program and have the states be partners in it.
Mills says another problem is that not all prescribers are part of the system. After first participating and then dropping out, the Veterans Administration is now moving to get back into Maine's monitoring program. But Mills says a federal law provides a loophole for methadone clinics.
There are methadone patients who are dying because they're mixing methadone with other drugs, with alcohol, and a combination, a cocktail combination of things, and they are overdosing and dying. And wouldn't it be good to know, if you're a primary care physician, that your patient is also getting methadone from a clinic up the street?
Mills says while the federal government needs to act, the state should not use that as an excuse not to improve its monitoring program. She says when the new legislature meets next January, she expects bolstering the prescription drug monitoring program will be a priority. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.